Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray, producing and engineering our show on the other side of the glass. He'll be on this side of the glass 3 weeks from today. Ray's going to be actually hosting the Buckmaster show as I begin a vacation. So we'll look forward to that. Coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, and we are live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com, buckmastershow.com, and kvoi.com, so you don't need to be by a radio if you're around a computer. You can hear the program anywhere, any place. 790-2040, our live line number. You can follow us on Twitter at Buckmaster Show, and of course, still welcoming new friends at Bill Buckmaster on Facebook. We'll begin with a conversation with Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll. Mr. Carroll, a Republican representing the 4th Pima County Supervisorial District. At 12:30, Comet Discoverer David Levy, still searching for that elusive even two dozen comets. And then we'll wrap up the show with a preview of the Adobe Home Tour on Saturday. Let's welcome now Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon, Bill, and to all your listeners.
Have you had some second thoughts about your decision to end your political career, at least on the Pima County Board of Supervisors, at the end of the year after 20 years on the board?
No, Bill, not at all. I think I made the right decision. It's a very good decision. I haven't thought about really what I'm going to do next yet, Bill, but I'm having, as I've done, I've been a loyal supervisor. This is my only career, and I'm serving out till the very last day to the best of my ability that service I signed up for almost 20 years ago. I'm happy with my decision. I'm certainly confident in the future of Pima County, and I'm ready to move on, hang up my spurs from politics for a while and see what else is out there.
20 years ago, the political climate was completely different when you decided to get into politics. If it had been like it is today, with all the hatred and anger out there, would you have gotten into this?
Bill, if is the middle word of life, I guess. And I can tell you that today there's certainly a lack of statesmanship. Sorely lacking is diplomacy. And, a lot of it is sadly just aimed at the wrong part of our community. It's, people who come out and say they're going to punish Pima County because it's a big blue county and a big red state. Those Republicans that join in have to remember that half the community is made up of conservatives and Republicans and independents that might even vote for Republicans someday. But in the end, Bill, I think that is part of the problem. You have these very bombastic and long-winded candidates like Donald Trump, for example, winning primaries all over the country, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's mimicked far more in the very near future, and as these primaries begin to unfold and show themselves to the community in the general elections, Bill, I don't think we'll ever see anything more partisan and more, I would imagine, more portending towards gridlock in the future.
Three candidates are in the race on the Republican side for your District 4 seat. Will you be endorsing any of them?
Bill, neither of the three have asked me for any help whatsoever at this point. I've certainly met with all three. As I'd mentioned, one of the people that has been allied with Supervisor Miller has been in the campaign for many, many months now. I certainly don't see anything new or different out of that campaign. The other two new campaigns that have come in, Mr. Backer and Mr. Christie, have shown some signs of life and objectivity and understanding of the issues. So we'll see how it goes down towards the end, Bill. But I have yet to be requested to show up at any events for these campaigns, and I've yet to be requested of my endorsement. But I'm sure that in the future I'll probably have the opportunity to sit down and probably will be requested of some type of an endorsement or campaign assistance.
I am a constituent of District 1, Pima County Supervisorial District Number 1.
My condolences.
You have John Winchester is your friend. He is running against incumbent Allie Miller. Did you encourage John to get into this?
I have not done anything as far as encouraging John. I've certainly been a soundboard for John as he was making his decision. I've known John through a group called the Gatekeepers, Bill. That's a group for almost a decade now, I believe, have been going to the federal and state prisons to sing on Thursdays inspirational gospel and other music that is patriotic and really assuring to the men and women at those prisons. So I just got to know him by reputation. When I used to run the Walk for the Poor for St. Vincent de Paul for the diocese out at Rideau Downs, they would come out and sing there too. I met John through those events, as well as Christians United for Israel, which is a group he's very heavily involved in. He and his wife, Fernanda, are young, capable, likable people. I didn't encourage John Winchester to run, but I am relieved that there is a Republican to give Supervisor Miller a run in that district, because I believe if she's elected, you stand a pretty good chance of losing that general election if she's your candidate. It's you have to engage the community, you have to engage the other supervisors in the county bureaucracy to get things done for your district, and I've seen very much the opposite of engagement. I've seen disengagement, bombast, innuendo, and outright challenging to the integrity of anyone that has anything to do with, let's just say, institution, or as far as a county, or establishment as far as the Republican Party in this community.
What was your reaction to her recent op-ed damaging the brand of Pima County?
Well, I think she twisted towards saying that she wasn't the one who coined and generated that phrase. But Tim Steller has corrected her again. I don't know if that's going to be ever acknowledged. But that was damaging the brand was an email that she sent out to her supporters, quote-unquote, something about they don't realize I'm setting the table for 2016 for our three candidates to win by damaging the brand. As I say, is that that's kind of a political arsony, I think, is to be able to come out and try to hurt your county. And I have to remind again that about half of the people in the county that are being damaged by damaging the brand are actually Republicans and independents that lean towards voting for Republicans. So in my opinion, it's completely inappropriate to try to harm a government just simply because you aren't in the majority and it's not in your likeness. So it's a damaging thing that I think she can deny and act the victim and say that she wasn't damaging the brand. She's speaking truth to power. I don't hear her speaking to anybody, Bill, not in a realistic and reasonable fashion.
I understand you have crafted a response to Supervisor Miller's op-ed that the Star will probably publish here in the next couple of days. What's the bottom line in the message?
Well, I hope so. I hope they do, because it's about the fact that we need to work together as a region. We have Governor Doug Ducey and his Arizona Commerce Authority, one of the great supporters of this worldview deal. We have the City of Tucson, the Southern Arizona Leadership Council, the Chambers of Commerce, business people from real estate to automobiles, all encouraging this worldview deal and the deals that are in the pipeline like it, those are economic development incentivized deals, to continue to build our economy down here. Now, I was also made aware of the fact that they're trying to work with the Goldwater Institute to maybe tone down this rhetoric that's coming out of their offices.
Worldview is trying to work with them?
Worldview, the business community, Southern Arizona Leadership, General Arizona, as well as local chambers of commerce. And the reason is, Bill, that type of a suit could damage efforts to incentivize and recruit companies all the way from Flagstaff to Nogales. Companies are incentivized by the communities like Scottsdale, Phoenix, Cottonwood, on a routine basis. And it just seems very, as I mentioned, an attack towards that blue island in a big red state, and spurred on by Supervisor Miller and her friends and her ilk that are saying that this worldview is somehow an illegal deal, when it's a very mirror of the deals that have been done up in the Phoenix area.
We have Jane Poynter, who is one of the co-founders of Worldview, will be on this program. We're going to sit down with her next Thursday for a half an hour. She does not believe the Worldview story has really been portrayed the way it should be from an economic point of view and bringing a lot of jobs to this community.
Well, I agree with her, and I also agree that, you know, it's she probably didn't expect the firestorm of response that was brought out to the public, and many of it right out of the kind of members of the Tea Party Patriot group that Supervisor Miller founded. I want to say that for Jane Pointner to come in, I hope that people listen objectively, because she has to explain that the payload is not this thing that no one in this community could really afford, which is a trip to inner space for $75,000. But what the real payload is all the science experiments and the communications balloons that are being purchased by not only NASA and other government agencies, but also by the Department of Defense. Because when communications are blocked or knocked out in war-torn Afghanistan or Iraq, or perhaps as another natural disaster in the United States like Hurricane Katrina, it could have taken days to set those communications back up. But if you can set up a satellite that's delivered by a balloon to the area, it could take hours instead of that and save lives.
All right, let's see if we can get Ingrid's question in, because it is about worldview, and then we'll take our break. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Okay. Well, I called to say that governments are not lending institutions or handout organizations.
They are all over the country, Ingrid, if you check your facts.
And exactly right, and it needs to stop. That it's not their function. And furthermore, if this has a military implications and advantages, it should be funded by the federal government.
All right.
Well, it is. That's how Raytheon's contracted. It's funded by the federal government, and it's a contract with Raytheon. Would you like to see Raytheon go away? I guess she hung up after.
No, we're tight.
But I don't think I'd like to see Raytheon go away. And if that thinking would be applied to missile contracts, then we'd lose Raytheon. I don't think that would be something that even Ingrid or any of the other people that call these shows with this anti-government fervor would appreciate.
Take our break right here. Ray Carroll will be around for another segment. Call us if you wish, 790-2040, and we'll be right back with Ray.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. What if you could see tomorrow? At Biosphere 2, being at the forefront of scientific discovery and innovation is our goal, and every Saturday during April, Biosphere 2 will present expert talks and have science activities focusing on Earth Month. What if presentations include a Nobel Prize-winning climate professor, Oceans Day, and wild jaguars in Arizona? Tours daily and more info at biosphere2.org. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Don't Miss Business event of the season is here. The 2016 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards are May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort at 5:30 p.m. Join us for a celebration of the long history of Better Business Bureau in Southern Arizona as we honor this year's winners for their work in community service, customer excellence, and ethics. This spectacular dinner event is selling fast. Don't delay. Reserve your spot today and register at bbb.org/Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Back to the Buckmaster Show. Supervisor Ray Carroll, Republican District 4. I saw on Facebook you were over at one of our fine sponsors, Vero Amore.
I was over there yesterday selling raffle tickets to help Southern Arizona Center Against Sexual Assault. It's called Dine Out for Safety, Bill, and I've been doing it for years, and I've done it at many restaurants around the community. But Vero Amore is my neighborhood restaurant, Bill. I live at Craycroft in Fort Lowell. I live in the charming old Fort Lowell neighborhood. Mm. And right around the corner is Vero Amore. And now they're going to have competition, sort of. Trident Grill is moving yeah. over there. The famous Nelson Miller facility that's on Speedway near Campbell right now is
They see it, I think, as an enhancement. It brings more people to the area.
So sure, when you want to go have a drink or you want to go to eat now, Palomino Plaza is offering more and more selection, which is always good for our market.
You spoke earlier of Pima County Supervisor District 1, Allie Miller. She voted against the Pima County renewing the $15 million payment to Banner UMC South. Mrs. Miller objected to the payment, saying the county should focus on core services such as repaving roads.
You know, one of the candidates that's running with the three of Supervisor Miller's selection, one of the people running in the Republican primary to replace me, had asked this morning to Chuck Huckleberry at a Green Valley Council meeting, stood up and asked the question, hey, we're building roundabouts. What about that being a waste of money, in our opinion? Why wouldn't you use that money to build roads? Well, that's federal money, Bill. And I think Chuck very aptly explained that that was federal money used specifically and only for traffic calming through roundabouts. So it's very true that sometimes people say things that they're not fully aware of the facts. And I think that is one that Supervisor Miller is way off target on. We do give, last year it was $12 million, this year $15 million to Banner. We have a constitutional mandate to provide health care for the indigent, emergency and otherwise. This Southside Hospital used to be Keno Hospital when I first came to the board. It's now Banner South. It's the old agreement that we put in front of Peter Likens and the U of A Medical Center and the doctors at one time, maybe about a decade ago, and they signed it. It's been a positive thing for the South Side to have a hospital. It's also been a very positive thing on the return of that investment. The $15 million brings three times that much in federal assistance for education of general medicine and future doctors. So I'm really happy that it passes. I had to remind folks that as a pro-life Catholic and a pro-life Republican who's been that way for my 20 years in office, Keno Hospital saves lives on the South Side. We are constitutionally mandated to provide indigent care. And when we, the Pima County government, was running the hospital, healthcare was such a spiraling cost for us. We were losing over $30 million a year, and it was not an effective or efficient, in the way it is now, facility. So we are saving lives. There's clinics and other types of facility that have been expanded there that are very helpful to the South Side, but saving lives is why I'm supportive. As I've said, I've been 20 years on the board reflecting my pro-life Catholic and pro-life Republican. It's the plank in the Republican Party that if it were to be removed, I would leave the Republican Party, Bill.
The tone of the Board of Supervisors meetings has been very combative. What do you attribute that to?
That's really just a call to the audience, Bill. There's an opportunity at the beginning of the meeting, and many people come down that, you know, I think some are misinformed. My father used to tell me, Bill, when I was a young man, you know, shut up and hide your ignorance and go learn about a subject before you open your mouth in public about it. Some of the people are guilty of maybe talking about things that they really don't understand in a very, I think, disruptive and combative manner. I mean, some of these people that I've been, threatened to be tarred and feathered and other things from the dais, and it's just, it's ridiculous, Bill. It's immature. It's certainly not diplomatic. And I say sorely needed today is statesmanship and really an understanding of objectively of the issues that present, and not just venting your spleen because you're not of the same party or the same kind of political sensibility as the board members.
I think the board will take a position on the F-35 reserve squadron coming to DM, or one of the four. The board.
Any mission, anywhere, anytime. We have, Bill. We've been supportive of the F-35. The supervisors have been supportive of Davis-Monthan and all of its missions. I've been on the honorary squadron commander to begin with since its inception. It was Mike Decoy Spencer who I worked with to start the honorary squadron and group commanders. I've also been a group commander. And I can tell you over the years, I've never felt anything but support from the county administration and the board over our relations with DM. And lastly, I can say that we had a salute to DM that was put on by the DM 50 recently. And both Supervisor Bronson and I combined our forces, and we supported that project, and we were one of the big sponsors of that bipartisan support of the DM-50 salute. And I can recall Mr. Valadez and I wrote a bipartisan piece in support of Davis-Monthan about a year ago in the newspapers to say that we support any mission, anytime, for Davis-Monthan is an understatement. We're very excited about the support we're getting from Martha McSally, our new congresswoman, and we're very happy that Senator McCain has his very lofty position at in the Senate to help us with the defense and nationally, but also most specifically the Arizona facilities that are here. And I think that's galvanized our community behind our congressional and senatorial leadership, and I think we are going to be successful.
Pima County, of course, is downtown. That's where Pima County's offices are, but the TCC is a City of Tucson Rio Nuevo project, but we've got hockey that may be coming. Basically, the AAA team for the Coyotes is seriously looking at Tucson. Think it's a good thing?
Sure it is. I've read it, and bringing a sports venue back to life downtown for hockey, I know the Ice Cats play. But I think this is going to be great to have a farm team come out for National Hockey I think it's the American Hockey League, and it's very competitive. It's a fast-moving, fun sport. I've always enjoyed being from Chicago, as you are.
Mm-hmm.
Being in a hockey town and understanding what the Blackhawks did for Chicago, let's hope this new team can do for part of Rio Nuevo on those nights when they can schedule some downtown activity for great hockey and great fans.
I've only got 30 seconds left, but going back to that Goldwater Institute filing suit against Pima County, what kind of message? The knock on Tucson and Pima County, never that it's not open for business, it's not friendly to business, something like this.
Bill, I've been a supporter of the Goldwater Institute. All the years I've been in office, I've been to their dinners in Phoenix, I've been to their events. I have an excellent score with the Arizona Federation of Taxpayers, which really reflects the Goldwater's mission. And, you know, Bill, I just think that it's wrong and it's not helpful because they didn't look at the unintended consequences statewide. I think they're going to have to really reassess these types of actions in the future. And, Bill, I really think they're setting themselves up to have a great failure and they're going to have to pay the legal expenses. And I really think that this worldview group that's coming in, you can ask them. I think they might have some remedy for the disparaging and the effort that Goldwater did to give them a poor rating and a black eye unnecessarily.
Yeah, and we will ask Jane Poyner, the head of Worldview, next Thursday when she's here on the show at 12:30. Ray Carroll, thank you very much. Supervisor Carroll, hope you have a good weekend. Congratulations to your son, Carlos, who is named linebacker of the spring games at Southern Methodist University.
Yes,
the Mustang.
He also got named co-MVP of the special teams. And lastly, Bill, and probably more importantly to me and his mother, is he was added to the athletic director's list of scholars this year. So we're really proud of Carlitos.
All right. Thanks, Ray.
What is it, boy? You want to go where? To the Humane Society's Putting on the Dog? It is the best event in Tucson. You're right. We should go.
Get your tickets to Tucson's best pet event, Putting on the Dog, Friday, May 6th from 6 to 9 at the Tucson Hilton El Conquistador. Food by Tucson Originals, live and silent auctions, great entertainment, and more. Tickets at hssaz.org/POD. All proceeds benefit the Humane Society of Southern Arizona.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, five kids, two grandchildren, and I'm afraid I live in a place where some of those scorpions get in the house. And I'm here to report one of the smartest calls I ever made was to my friend Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? The only scorpion the Lehmans ever see is a dead one. Call.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the news from a different perspective. Local opinion from Emil Franzi, Bill Richardson, and Bruce Ash. Our national columnists are the best. Michael Barone, Thomas Sowell, Ilan Berman, Avik Roy, Bill Tatro, and A View from the Left with Sam Smith of Progressive Review. Plus, Michael Ramirez political cartoons. It is thoughtful opinion and commentary only found in the Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Lewis.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Don Pooley.
Hey there.
Dave Barry.
Great to see you.
Hey, it's Ryan Jeffries.
Thanks for coming.
Ryan Hansen.
Hey, I'm really glad you're
Brenda
here.
Brenda Viner.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Feeney.
I didn't know you were coming.
Joseph Blair.
You're
Bill Viner.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Hussey.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Aren't you?
Bob Logan.
Hey, this is great. My neighbor's here.
Dane Wall.
Hey, Ken, look who's here.
Hey, it's
It's Gilbert. Gilbert Luna, our director of operations. He's incredible. So good to see you. How you doing, Gilbert?
I'm doing great. Hey, Ken, looks like we did it again. Another 5-star event.
Man, wait until everybody finds out what we have in the works, like our Monteverde Grill. It's a gourmet kitchen on wheels, a 5-star restaurant. It's incredible. And our new high-tech selfie photo booth. Wow, it will be a hit at any special event. Learn more online at ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Ama Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, we'll talk with Congresswoman Martha McSally. Our Friday roundtable features Jim Nintzel of the Tucson Weekly and Dan Shearer of the Green Valley News. Matt Russell has Weekend Watch on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over at Green Things. Anything you can think of, from wonderful garden pottery to so many plants on 13 acres at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of Brandy Fenton Park. GreenThingsAZ.com. Bought my two beautiful red rose plants on Saturday, and they are a-bloomin'. Doing very well, and everything I buy at Green Things does so well. Dr. David Levy is the Buckmaster Show contributor on science. We're going to now hook up with him on the live line from his observatory in Vail, Arizona. Dr. Levy, the former editor, science editor of Parade Magazine, now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy looking for that elusive, so far elusive, 24th comet discovery. David, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well. I understand that you guys are getting ready to depart for a while, and are you already in the line for security?
Well, we did go through and get the GOES program, which is the federal government's screening program that supposedly will give us a little better access, but we'll see.
My greatest thing with security was I was in London once, and the lady said, "What's that?" And I said, "It's a telescope." And she kind of looked at it, and I said, "Would you like to look through it?" And all the security people gathered around, and I showed them down the hall in the airport, and they just loved it. So security can be fun sometimes.
Yeah, it can be an icebreaker, certainly, that
telescope.
Hey, what's the deal with Mercury? Bright and very visible in the early evening sky.
Yeah, it is. Just after dark, you really want a pair of binoculars. It is the first thing that comes out to see in the evening sky. You just want to take a look at it. It's pretty bright. It's pretty close to its maximum elongation from the sun, so it's up for at least an hour after sunset, or maybe about half an hour after dark. and you really enjoy taking a look at it. It's a beautiful little planet. My friend in Montreal, Carl, really loves looking at it, so I call him Captain Mercury.
Mercury is in transit, is that right? Well, it's always in transit, I guess.
It will actually transit the sun.
Oh.
And I have some interesting people. In fact, the famous Elie Mayor, who wrote a book called Venus in Transit, and wrote about the famous transits of Mercury and Venus, he'll be watching it with me on the 9th of May.
Any meteor showers we should be looking for?
The Lyrid meteor shower is reaching its maximum tonight. It will hardly see anything because of the full moon, but you might see a couple of bright ones. But this year it's kind of a washout because of the moon.
How about the quote of the month?
Quote of the month. Okay, here we go, Bill. All right. There are a lot of objects that are found, moons of planets, that are going in what we call retrograde orbits. And those are fairly common right now. But back in the 60s, when Phoebe was found to be the first moon to do that, it's a moon of Saturn, astronomers got very upset. And one of them wrote a poem about it that was published in the New York Times. And it goes like this. Phoebe, Phoebe, whirling high in our neatly plotted sky. Phoebe, listen to my lay. Won't you whirl the other way? We've prescribed in terms exact just how every star should act. Where to go and whirl at night? Phoebe, can't you get it right? We really know you are so strange, but really we can't rearrange all of our charts from Mars to Hebe just to fit a chit like Phoebe.
Very good.
Yeah. Very. Thanks.
The poetic quote of the month from Dr. David Levy. Any total eclipses of the sun coming up?
Well, not today, Bill, but on August the 21st, 2017, Wendy and I will be in Madras, Oregon, where there will be the Great American Total Eclipse. It starts in Oregon and just crosses the United States. Kansas City, the famous home of the World Series champions, is pretty much on the path of totality. I think the path just goes a few miles north of Kansas City, and then it goes down through the Carolinas on the East Coast. So this will be a really major, major event. We'll be talking about that in other programs on the Buckmaster Show as it gets closer. It's about a year and a quarter away right now.
And you have seen how many total eclipses of the sun all over the world?
89 eclipses that range from total eclipses of the sun to barely detectable penumbral eclipses of the moon.
Did you say 89?
89.
Unbelievable.
I can't do that in Roman numbers.
Are you enjoying the political circus? I know you're not that much of a political person, but...
I love politics. I don't love arguing about it with people, but I love listening to discussions. And Wendy and I certainly enjoy discussing both the Republican and the Democrat political things. But my feeling is that if you want to be president of the United States, you need to have discovered at least two comets before you do that. If you want to just sort of lower your ambitions and become a member of Congress, you need to have a telescope. And if you want to join the Senate of the United States, then you need to have a telescope and do very interesting planetary drawings or photographs with your telescope. And then to be president, two comets minimum. And I think if people were to accept that, wouldn't we have a much more sophisticated political process?
Might be a lot more interesting. Yeah, David Levy, thank you very much. My best to your lovely wife, Wendy.
Thank you. She's waving and returns the greeting to you.
Thanks, David. We'll talk to you the end of May.
Okay, and enjoy your travels.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
David Levy with us, the world-famous comet discoverer, and still looking for comet number 24. But when he finds it, I have a feeling the Buckmaster Show listeners will be the first to know. We'll be right back with historian Ken Scoville. There is really a landmark home tour coming up. This is going to be really, really something on Saturday. Ken will tell us all about it on Buckmaster on a Thursday afternoon.
Hey, hon. honey. Welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. What if you could see tomorrow? At Biosphere 2, being at the forefront of scientific discovery and innovation is our goal. And every Saturday during April, Biosphere 2 will present expert talks and have science activities focusing on Earth Month. What if presentations include a Nobel Prize-winning climate professor, Oceans Day, and wild jaguars in Arizona? Tours daily and more info at biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Congresswoman Martha McSally will be our Friday Focus interview here. She'll be with me in studio tomorrow. And this is the week that the national parks have free admission, by the way,
at all national parks and monuments, which leads me to encourage you, our listeners, to take a road trip 3 hours east of Tucson, basically. We get to historic Silver City and then go up to the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument. If you've not been up there, that is just something you need to see. It needs to be on your bucket list. And it is free admission this week and this weekend. So be a great weekend trip over to Silver City. You can find out about all the many great places to stay, like Agave Ridge Retreat and Silver City KOA, and the list is all there at southwestnewmexico.org. Well, for the first time in a generation, a collection of Tucson's oldest and most extraordinary historic homes will be opening their doors to support the historic preservation in Tucson. The tour is organized by the Tucson Historic Preservation Foundation. It will highlight six landmark adobe properties that are scattered around the Tucson Basin. The tour is a rare opportunity to venture inside some of the community's most noteworthy homes of the late 19th and early 20th century. Ken Scoville, our Buckmaster Show contributor on history, is with me in studio. I know you're very excited about this because some of these places you have not been inside.
That's right. Hi, yeah. Bill. I'm
nice.
Glad
nice
to be
to
here. I think with all these feature adobe construction, sun-dried adobe construction. So that makes it really into our regional architectural style. And to sort of tie in for a little bit, you mentioned that this is open time for the national parks.
Yes, it is.
In the East National Park of the Sorrel National Park are some remnants of lime kilns. And this is the lime that they used to plaster the adobe buildings downtown after they realized that just plastering the walls with mud was too time intensive and wore off. So they actually would get this lime and apply it hot on the early adobe buildings downtown so that it would protect the adobes but still allow them to breathe.
Wow.
So there's a connection with our national
so
park.
So that is in the
East
Saguaro
National Park East,
East unit. And they, that's the actual spot where they would bring it by wagon, I guess,
right,
back,
and got back
downtown.
Into town. And that was for the where the lime kilns were.
What can you tell us about this tour?
Well, I think the tour is really interesting, first of all, because it's our regional expression, building out of sun-dried adobe blocks. Every other kind of architecture you see around Tucson is what we call imported architecture. Like after the turn of the 20th century, everybody wanted a house that looked like a mission from California.
Yeah.
And then people in the 20s wanted craftsman-style bungalows, and then we got ranch houses in the 1950s. But this tour on Saturday represents what did you do in Tucson before the arrival of the railroad in 1880? There isn't a lot of timber to be got unless you went way out of town up in the mountains. So you got a lot of dirt. So you're going to make adobe blocks. And the way you would make adobe is mix the soil, enough water, straw, sand, and even a little manure as binding agents.
Mm.
Put it in a wooden form. And typically in Tucson, the blocks would be 4 inches thick, maybe 16 to 18 inches long, and then 12 inches wide. And then you would have to lay them up. Typically, people laid them right on the ground, and that's why a lot of early buildings now have moisture issues. Sometimes they would use a stone rock foundation. And then you would lay them up, and you would use that same mud mixture for the mortar. And if you wanted to get the effect where you'd actually slow that transfer of heat, you needed a double course. You needed a 24-inch wall. And that would slow down that heat enough.
Oh, I bet it would. My goodness, what a huge insulator that would be, 24 inches.
24 inches. And
wow.
What this does, it's called, and I'm no scientific type, but it's called a thermal flywheel.
Hmm.
That the way people survived in the desert, and this tour represents this weekend on Saturday, that it would slow that heat transference. So you could get through the day. It wouldn't be like you set your refrigeration to 70 degrees.
No,
but you could get through. And then as the sun is setting, you'd open all your windows, doors, and you'd move outside and sleep outside for the night.
Yeah, and there wasn't as much concrete. It wasn't a concrete jungle around, so probably there wasn't that heat island effect.
Things would disperse. The heat would disperse, but it it still got pretty tough in the summer without any air conditioning.
Tell me about some of the highlights of the tour. What kind of homes are going to be showcased?
Well, I think and there was a Sunday article in the Star that sort of made the reader think it was just Armory Park.
Right.
And it's in three really different locations. In fact, I'm still going to probably be surprised myself a little bit on one other location, but it's in the Fort Lowell area, which has a tradition of adobe construction. In fact, one of the properties you're going to see was actually sort of rebuilt in the early 1930s by two artists, the Bolshus, Pete Nan and Charles Bolshus. One was a brother. And so you realize they were remaking adobes and putting this back together, one of the early fort buildings, at the same time we were building our first high-rise downtown, 1929, 1930. So the Fort Lowell area is going to feature some early adobe buildings. Then down in Armory Park, there were a lot of adobe buildings that survived as everybody was building their Victorian houses. So these adobes that survive in Armory Park got pitched roofs, front wraparound porches. So you might think they were more of a Victorian nature, but underneath it, it's a mud walls.
Then there's one over by Wilmot, right?
Right. There's an area over by Wilmot and Fifth called Indian House. Hmm. And if you've ever driven by on Fifth, just before you get to Wilmot, and I always notice it because look at that big chunk of desert. Wonder why they didn't scrape it and ruin it like the city's done so many other things. And back there is a wonderful property, and I'm not going to reveal the name just because of the owners, but you're going to see something that I've never seen before. Hmm. And I snoop around a lot in Tucson, and I've never seen this house. In fact, I'm going to be a docent there for half the day.
Oh, very cool.
Greeting people as they come in.
So where do we get tickets for the tour?
Okay, you can go online to Tucson Historic Preservation Foundation, and it's, you can link on and get tickets online, or they have several locations. In fact, I just got this card here. You can go to Darlene Morris Antiques, and then Yikes Toys, Lions Gates Antiques, which is on Speedway. Darlene's is on Swan. So you can link to these places and find out where you can just, if you want to purchase them in person.
You were quoted in the paper about the downtown Tucson Museum of Art, some of the crumbling buildings down there. You're encouraged by the new director.
I'm encouraged that we have a new director and going to take a new focus. And especially, he's coming from Florida, and the museum he managed was actually an historic building.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
And while we have you, of course, this week, the council finally made the long-awaited decision on Broadway. I guess we don't know yet which buildings will be raised, taken down.
Dealing with the city is like going to buy a car. So this decision, they've widened the road back from what the neighbors were trying to achieve. And now they're going to start doing right-of-way acquisitions because of the new road widening. I personally think the city went back to the widening to get more properties out of the way and also realizing paying off people that were speculating on the land there.
Now, how many blocks are we talking about?
Well, now I have to think it's Country Club West to, I think, Euclid, almost from where it goes back, narrows down. So that whole area is going to have six lanes now and a landscape median and bike lanes. And the thing that the neighbors fought, and I wasn't involved with this, I was more of a participant and sympathetic supporter, is they were trying to keep the roadway as narrow as possible to encourage more of an extension of downtown, that people would like to have outdoor cafes and a lot of small business opportunities. Now, with all the blading and all the going around, the only thing you're going to see is probably more franchises and look like every other commercial strip we have in Tucson.
All right. I know you've been very vocal about that, but you are encouraged getting back to the Tucson Museum of Art, because you pointed out, and there was a piece in the Star about this, some of those buildings have not been cared for properly.
Right. And again, it's both circumstances. They're owned by the city, and then at least the museum, they've had lots of budget cuts and financial issues. The city used to give the museum an additional $60,000 a year. That was cut. I'm hoping that the new museum director, and we're going to try and do some fundraising, to realize this is where the old Pueblo began. Mm-hmm. And realize they're underneath that museum and over by the Presidio Museum, we have pit houses that are 2,000 years old. We have still some of the foundation of the Spanish fort. And several of those buildings of the Museum of Art block go back to when we were part of Mexico.
All right. The Adobe House Tour. Again, you can get tickets, and the tickets are $40 each, which is quite reasonable considering you're going to get a glimpse at Well, six really landmark Adobe properties. This is something that some of these properties are very rare for the public to even
probably not even get into. And again, like I said, yeah. One I'm really interested in because I've never been inside it.
All right. Ken Scoville, thank you very much, and good luck. When are you going to be at that? You're going to be doing like
I will be docent at that one property near Wilmot and 5th. I'll be there from 9:30 to 12:30.
All right. Ken Scoville, the Buckmaster Show historian. He contributes to our program, and we thank him for his participation. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4, that program is hosted by Mr. Mike Shaw. Ray Allen will be with Mike, the two of them hosting the program from 4 to 5 in the afternoon. Then tomorrow morning, we have Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 8, the Daily Double with Christy Simone and a different guest host from 8 to 9. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, with the Buckmaster Show. Tom Fairbanks will be my producer-engineer tomorrow. And, of course, we have Rock and Roll Friday here, our bumper music featuring music from rock and roll. And we will also be featuring Congresswoman Martha McSally. She will be our guest, along with Dan Scheer from the Green Valley News and Soharita Sun. Jim Nitzel will also be coming in from the Tucson Weekly. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.